for the moment of the second parak sugya and move on to the sixth parak sugya. Again, we're going to go back to the second parak sugya just to clean up a couple of issues. I think I mentioned Bamalazen Fashos Lazer. But first, I want to finish off with the Aish part so it doesn't take too long. So the last thing that we were discussing, as I recall, was the question of how to read the Gemara's question about Tamun on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Gemara's question from Tamun, the Gemara's response of Kol Lo Chitzav, which obviously is very problematic, and then the Gemara's seeming breakthrough that there is a that the Mandamar of Chitzav also holds Mamono, and the different interpretations of what that is. And then finally, the last line of the Gemara, and that is, so what's enough to know the answer is Kabbalah. So those four, I guess, in this small little, that's you have to break down, you know, from the Gemara's question, Amar Rava Kasha Le'abai. Again, every kind of line or two in this Gemara is like action-packed, basically. This is what we've pretty much demonstrated. Right from the beginning, where the Gemara talks about the debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, through the three or four nafkaminas and the phantom nafkamina with the Rashi and Tosis about Bailus, right, and then the Raya from Rabba, and then again this final section, which is kind of the climax, and that is the discussion of Talmud. So the question of Talmud, the answer of Kalu Chitzav, and then what follows after that. So there are just so many, I mean, there aren't so many different approaches, but there are so many different, details in the Perushim of the Rishonim, but in terms of bigger approaches, pretty much we've identified two or three. So I just want to finish up just, talking a little bit more about the actual Perushim in the Gemara, and then I want to go back just for a couple of seconds just to add in a couple of points in the Shak Levitari is just to fill out with some of the Lishonos and Shita Bubetzis, one or two of which I mentioned and people asked me about afterwards. Okay, so discussing the question from Talmud, let me go back with that just for 1 minute. We've discussed already the fact that there seems to be debate already in the Gemara, right, how seriously to take the problem of Talmud according to Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, is it really true that Talmud Be'esh is inconceivable, seemingly inconceivable according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Eish Mishum Chitzav? And one of the things that we talked about in terms of that already was the the Lashon of Rashi. I thought that Rashi and Tosfos here were Lashitasam, Rashi emphasizing the first day of Eishim Shem Chitzav and Petzatachas Potzat. Tosis instead emphasizing kind of the second part of it, while Mamono is not such a big deal, because we find Hilchoseim in Mamono, so we have also the Mamono of Eish. Again, not such a huge discrepancy, obviously, but I just want to show you that the Rishonim themselves in the Shita Mekubetzes clearly understood that there was some sort of an argument about this particular question. So we were talking about the two days of Rashi, Tosis. Our Tosis is Lashonos in other places as well, which some of them sound more like Rashi, less like Rashi, etc. So just to add in the discussion of the Shita Mekubetzes here on page 83, column 2, to kind of highlight it further. Again, nothing radical that we don't already know about, but again, just to further illustrate what we're talking about. The piece here, mostly an anonymous piece, like a Gilyon kind of piece, on 83 column 2 in the old sheet of Mekubetzes says, Ikele Medek, my kashale, dil megzeres akasavu, kamola mandomar esha mishum mamono. Because just the question itself is, articulated, is suggestive. In other words, it isn't so obvious, that if you say Eishim Mishum Chitzav that you can't have a Ptur Talmud. Of course, this is critical for understanding the Ptur Talmud, but even more so the scope of Eishim Mishum Chitzav, and it's going to be an important echo, Lemaskana, whether or not we can maintain Eshem Shemchitzo and a wider Ptur Tamun beyond the case of Kalalo Chitzo. So the strength of the question, so again, we talked about the two days of Rashi and Tosis. We also talked about the Gra, who feels that, you know, there's no problem whatsoever, per se, with saying Eshem Shemchitzo as a Ptur Tamun. Right, the problem is Heichem Shkachaslei, right, in terms of the discrepancy between, you know, Madlik B'Tosh Shelo, Madlik B'Tosh Shel Chaveiro. But per se, Eshem Shemchitzo maybe isn't a problem. So this formulation here, right, Ikon Amedek Maikasha Dilmek Zeres HaKosavu, you know, again, Kemo Lamandamar Eshem Shemamono is, you know, when we first read, if you're, you know, if we're taken with the view default that Eshem Shemchitzo is not a mamazik, you know, then, and that the discrepancy between Eshem Shemchitzo and Eshem Shemamono is, you know, practically unbridgeable, then this comparison and this question just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So again, what it highlights is that the gap between Chitzo and Mamono is a lot narrower. Again, a lot of Rishonim we've seen already, but even the way he handles Rashi. It's clear that he understood that Rashi and Tosis are saying slightly different things. Rashi Pirish, Odesu Petzatachas Platza, Vumarbina Shogig Va'ones, Mashma Rotzalomar, Shatomun Potter Mishum She'ein Adam Makir Bo, V'chashlinole Kishogig Va'ones. Right, so this is also just an interesting formulation going forward. Right, is the Ptur Tamun a din of Onus? Or is Ptur Tamun just Tamun? Right, that's something we have to talk about again, and the discrepancy between, you know, a tamun, which is, you know, a predictable tamun, and an unpredictable tamun, right? Some of the things that we'll be discussing in a minute when we get to Samach Aleph. But again, these formulations are very clear. He's saying, does Rashi mean, you know, technically, you know that Eshem Shemchitzo does this petza tachas potza, and therefore there's no pure onus? Is of course also relevant to our discussion, you know, whether Eshem Shemchitzov on any level, you know, also is Adam Muad Liolam in terms of others, right, the discussion that we had. So he says, V'ief Shalom Archein, Zobakol Nezek, Mamon, Kigon Karen Shein V'Regel, right, they have a Ptur on us, and yet, Chayavim B'Tamun. So apparently, Tamun isn't the equivalent of onus. That's something we have to talk more about. Again, maybe there are two dinim. There might be two dinim in Tamun, right? One is a din of Havelei Lasuke Adaite. You know, that's the formulation of Balei Tosis that many Rishonim accept on Samach Aleph, which we'll get to in a minute. And the other one being, you know, even if it is predictable, you know, whether it's clear, just the Gzeres HaKasav. But either way, we'll get to whether there are two dinim or not. But just the formulation here is just this, like a very explicit piece in the Shidduch Betzes. So he's just basically saying, A, I don't see the difference between Mamon and Chitza. That's amazing. B, you know, Rashi, if Rashi means Onus, so why isn't this Tu Adin Nizke Mamon, and we don't find this in Nizke Mamon? Right? Afa Gavd Lo Ksib Hu Petza Tachas Potza? Right? The Shema wrote Salomar, the Lamadar Mishum Chitza of Ein Liptar Tamun, Midi Dehava Zorek Chetz, which is certainly what Rashi did have in mind, meaning if you're comparing it to Zorek Chetz, well, Zorek Chetz doesn't have a Ptur Tamun. Again, not the second day of Rashi, which is the stranger one, which is that every Chetz is, you know, is a Nezek Tamun, because that, again, that seems to me much more technical. But he's just saying it, you know, it's not because of the gap between Chetz and Mona per se, or the impossibility of it, and it's not because of Pturanus or Petzatachas Potza, it's because, you know, if we're comparing it to Chait, so apparently it's like a halfway there. Okay, that's one possibility. Then he says, V'od yeh shlomar, di'i mishum mamono ein tema, depata b'tomishu mitzad shehekel akosu b'nitzke mamono, right, keren, chatzi nezek, shein beregel, hilchoseyam, habal odom amazik, Kakasa Betosis. So I just wanted to point out that he understands that Rashi and Tosis are not saying the same thing. Right? That Tosis' emphasis is on why this is more amenable to Mamono, not so much, you know, why it's impossible for a Chitza. Whereas Rashi is taking more of a Chitza approach, Again, it's a subtle difference, but one which he accepts as well. Same thing, Rabbeinu Yishai in the continuation. Right, Pirush Rashi, Haksiv Tetzatachas Patsa V'Kasha, Doshen V'Regel V'Karen V'Chayvin V'Tamun. And again, the same answer. So both Rabbeinu Yishai and the anonymous, Shita Mekubet says, you know, have trouble with this Rashi and see the answer of Tosas as being different than Rashi, which is what we were claiming as well. It's also interesting to note here on this point, very quickly, that the Ravid, I think I mentioned the other day, you have to look at the different Lashonas and Rishonim. When they're trying to, the ones who are in the Tosas camp of explaining this line, what do they invoke when they're trying to show that Mishu, that Nizke Mamon is more amenable to Tam? Right? So Tosas here, you know, talks about all of it, and that's kind of what the Rush and the others, right? Karen Shen Regel Chai B'Tamun. But chelukim bekeren shein beregel hilchol seya. It's interesting to note that the Ravid, who's taking the same perspective, but he drops the other hilchol seya. The Ravid says, "Chaim perusha Ravid vishlemad amad lemando marisha mishim mamono haynu the patar achmara tamun da ashkam plukta benizke mamono kida ashkam bebor the patar adam vekelim upsulei hamukdashim who adin achanami p'tur tamun be'esh." Right, Elamanda, Merchitzav, etc. So it's just interesting to me. And then, you know, in his conclusion, two things. Hechon Matzinu Potter Benizke Adam, on the other hand, Halo Af Yashen Chayiv, the Havalei Ketamun. So that's also very interesting. You know, again, the whole discussion of the Yerushalmi and Adam HaMazik, is that a good comparison to, like, Nizke Mamon? So the Ravid has both. He has Mamono is like Bor legabe kelim and psuli abukdashim, right? And he has, you know, as opposed to chitzav, which he actually bumps up to, you know, halei af yashen chayiv, right? The havale ketamun, which, again, some rishonim understand is the equivalent of the din of onus. Okay, so that's, but it's, to me, it's also just curious and interesting that he avoided, he's not comparing it to, you know, Shane and Regal versus Harabim, and Tom, you know, in Chatzinezek in Karen. Again, this goes back to our, to two things. I think there are two significant things here. Number one, of course, again, this idea that, you know, Aish and Bor, you know, are, you know, more, have greater affinity than the other Nizke Mamo, than the Shores. That's one part of it. And we've seen this, you know, in terms of the Mamashis issue, in terms of the Bailus issue, right? And in terms of Ish Eish, you know, or Ish Bor Velo Shor Bor, Ish Eish Velo Shor Eish, you know, these kind of discussions. Also the Tosis Rebbeinu Peretz, even more so than Tzvi brought to our attention, which I still think is outlying in terms of, I don't think it represents Tosis, but that where Tosis Arush, I mean, where Tosis Rebbeinu Peretz actually equates, right, Bor, and Eish rather, and Bor, and talks about Tchilas Asiyaso and the Takala part, right, as being the, you know, the Ikar Mechayev. So there's all of that. What was that, Tosfos Rebbeinu Peretz, right in the beginning of the Sugya, here on page, Shita Mekubetzes, on page, was it 70? We'll get to it in a second. Page 79, column 2, or this line. Had Amar Mishum Mamona Labdafka, the Rotoma Takola, Yalfinal Miboro, Afagab de Boro Shif Kiro Potter, Mikomakom, Kimchimatin Shikibasa Tara, Kafira Sabar, Kamokan Yeshonulam Shikibasa Tara La Eish, Bishvil Hadla Kaso is a Eish. Anyways, so I think that's number one. That's an important perspective. Of course, the other side of it is that the Ptur, Tamun, you know, Be'esh, does, I mean, even instinctively, seem to have more in common with the Ptur of Kalim Bebor and maybe Suleim Mekdashim Bebor than it does, you know, with Karen and Shane Varego versus Harabim. And going back to the whole Revelval issue in the beginning of the year, namely, are those really Gzeiros HaKasuv's, belis svara? Are they just dinim? It's in two senses. Because very logical, a certain perspective in Karen Tam is very logical, and certainly Shane Berengo, which is Rabim, as we discussed, that certainly may be, rooted in svara, as well. So comparing them to Tamun seems more problematic. On the other hand, the Bohr comparison is better, number one. Number two, again, a letter to us from Parrots, which you might say, is that, when you're talking about Yetziras HaTakala, so the question of identifying Meirosh, who is a danger or what is a danger, or the kind of things that are a danger, becomes more of an issue. In other words, in Maisa Hezek, the reality of being the one who is Mitzurav to the Maisa Hezek, that should be enough to be Mechayev you. Right, which is why Zorei Chetz, we don't care about Tamun. It's probably nothing to do with Onus. It's not exactly like Yashin. Yashin, the Maisa Hezek itself is Ba'onus. The Maisa Hezek isn't Ba'onus. Right? The Chefta Shal Nezek is unknown to us. Right? We'll get to it. Lo Havale Lasuke Adaita. Again, some of the Rishonim do use the language of Pshia because they're very caught up. Certainly in the Mandam Reishim Mishum Amona, but even in the Reishim Mishum Chitza, as we'll see, with this idea that there's a strong component to Koser Shmira. But that aside, certainly if we're talking about Maisa Hezek, right, the idea that Tamun or Kalim, these wouldn't be that would be very mechudash or maybe just not true. There might be Peturim for other reasons, but it's hard to say that the Maisa Hezek doesn't extend to something like that. On the other hand, if we're talking about Takala, so the idea of identifying Meirosh, Takala le'inyan ma, what is this a danger for? And it being a danger for the things more that are, let's say in the case of Bor, not, the things that walk in or that are attached, not Stam Kalin. And, or Tamun, the things that are, likely to be, in the path of the fire that are known to us, or like the typical things that are, in its path and be known to us, that becomes more of a possibility. Again, once you start adjusting Eshem Shemchitza and saying that it is Maisa Hezek or Tziruf LeMaisa Hezek, but the fact that it's Koach Acher Mu'urabo or etc. also requires that, we know Meirosh because that's what gives it, the when you light the fire, you have to be connected. That becomes possible too. But I just think that the Ravid here, for various reasons, is a very interesting, against his omission, I would say. And there are some other Rishonim also who have this omission. Of the other cases, I think, has a double meaning and a double significance. Okay, that's in terms of the question. Right, in terms of the answer, we spent some time already. The Gemara says, Chitzav. And then the Gemara says, again, it's unclear if there's a havamina to be mechalik between Galui and Tamun when it comes to the question of Chitzav within, Rabbi Yochanan. That's a little unclear. But either way, when the Gemara gives its answer, we've discussed the various perspectives. So what we saw so far is that there's a group of Rishonim, let's say Rambam most notably, and probably the Rashi, in the Marshal's version, who think that there is some sort of a combination of a Mamono and Esho. And what I was trying to suggest was that in the Rambam, I think that combination is weighted, on the Chitzav side. But it's Chitzav, Shel Mamono, and that surely matters a lot. That's why the Rambam, I don't think, is Chozer from any of the earlier Nafkaminas necessarily. He could have, but the default is that he doesn't need to, except again, you have the din of Petur Tamun, which is going to benefit from it, And it also have, but you still have Kabbalah, and you have Kabbalah is not a problem or such a chiddush, a little bit of a chiddush for the Rambam. Again, it's a Kabbalah and Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, fine. But again, the other things like Chitav Shel Kelev and Savta the Cheresh and Kamlei Midrabba Minei or whatever that is, Reb Chaim denies it, but whatever that din of, you know, Ptur Mamon, you know, is based on, all these things are fine in the Rambam because the moderation, let's say, of chitzav ayde mamono, they'll still leave chitzav in the driver's seat, mostly. Yeah.
He paskins like Reish Lakish, the gabei tzav to the cheresh.
So we'll get to that. Okay. Right. Again, because that might be, that might require more. Yeah. We still have to do. I want to do. Correct. That is, and again, we're not 100% about, sure about tzroros to the kelev either. Right. I'm saying you don't have to say it, that it's a chazara is what I'm trying to say, but you know, it just as you know, for Tamun, I'm assuming that the Rambam's motivated partially by, and it's not coincidental to the other problem, namely that he doesn't have kol lo chitzav. So once you have that, it becomes an open question. All I'm really trying to say more is that because he has chitzav, but one which is moderated by Mamono, he doesn't necessarily have to be Chozar in all the previous days and all the previous stands in the Gemara. That, in contrast, but you're right, it's after the Cheresh does seem, we'll get to that, we'll get to tests on the base. And again, you have the Gemara here on Chabes on base. So we'll talk about that. But again, the Mamono component may just be enough for that, right, for that, to make that not sufficient. But certainly we're not bothered, put it this way, there's no problem with Chovel in the Rambam, and there's no problem with you know, the equivalent of Kamalei B'drabba Minei or Kamalei B'drabba Minei, and there probably wouldn't have been a problem with Tzavta the Cheresh or with Chitzav Shel Kelev either, although they're, you know, it's an open question. It's an open question. The same reason that you, that it's amenable to Talmud, it might be, you know, over the line when it comes to those other issues too, and then you could work with Reb Chaim, certainly, both in the Choshkenim and in the stencils, you know, about saying that there are other limitations as well. But the bigger point I'm trying to make is that the impression of the Rambam is not that this is, you know, fundamentally Mamono with a little Chitzav, but it is a real combination, and the Chitzav part is you know, very prominent. That is opposed to, I just want to contrast that with the Marshal's understanding of the Rashi, or Marshal's version of the Rashi, where basically it is mostly Mamono, right, and the chitzav is very limited. Again, you require for chitzav mamono, and mostly this is a din of mamono. And the goal in this case is to be chozer on all the previous nafkamina, and then the chiddush, let's say, is pretty much the chovel part. Yeah.
Where have you seen the Rambam name correctly that he's emphasizing the chitzav?
I just thought that his language implied that, and I think the fact that he's not chozer on all the previous ones implies that.
Isn't it strange that he leaves it till the very end?
So I mean, that's what I originally said. I think that that's because it is still Mamono, and it does belong in Nizkei Mamono, but it belongs in the end. I still think the fact that it's in the end is significant. It's there, but it's in the end, is what I'm trying to say. And again, assuming that Perek, well, we still have to get back to Perek Beis Halachim and Zion, that's already Chitzav, you know, Shel, I'm sorry, that's Tzroros, you know, Shel Kala, that's an early one which doesn't, you know, which is not just Midin Mamono. Yeah, depends on how you read them, Sefo, so I want to get back to that. So I just think the impression of the Rambam is that way. And again, he's not, it doesn't seem like the Rambam, unlike Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah and some of the others, it doesn't seem like he was troubled by the part of the Shakla Vitaria that looks for a new nafkamina. That's what I'm trying to say. As opposed to the old nafkamina still being mostly intact. So because of that, I think that the impression you get, and the Rambam is very upfront, he says, Monohu, but it's Chitza. Right. Whereas for the others, it's like the chitzav is a very, it's more mostly an impression, and definitely.
But he seems to be like specifically like the Gemara identifying that one nafkamina.
Unless again, but he does have the Kamalei B'drabba Minei.
If it's Kamalei.
or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's still not Turei. It's still not Mamone. Right? It doesn't matter whether it's Kama. In other words, it matters because it's still a moderation, and therefore it's important, just like Rotzeach is important. But it doesn't affect the Ptur Mamon, and you still have the line in the Gemara, which is, you know, Ilu Katal Turei, right? Would you also say that you're Pater Mimamon? So there's a case where the Mamono part, right? If the Mamono part is dominant, that should be Kovei. That's all I'm saying. Right? So if he has Savta, I'm sorry, if he has Tsroros to Kelev, which is a question, and if he has, and he definitely has, the Ptur of Gedi, in the case of Eved Kofos, right? So he's not Chozar in those, that's for sure. And also Misachsech, I mean, it doesn't seem like the Rambam was Chozar, you know, from most of the Nafkamina. Again, we'll see, the Tzavta Decherish is interesting anyway, because, again, there are more, that's why I say you have to look at a little bit of the Gemara in Daf Tes on Deis, because the Gemara there has other, you know, possible, you know, Chilukim, right? Ovid, you know, in Bar and Shorts, Ovid in the Turi, you know, and things like that. So that's why I want to hold off back on that one for the moment. So it is part impression, but it's definitely not as radical as the Marshal's Rashi in being Chozar and everything, that's for sure. So maybe it's something in between. So maybe it's more of a 50-50 combination. My impression is that it's more than that. And that's part of the outlying nature of what Eish is. But, you know, we could argue about it. Again, for the Rashi and the Marshal, it's clear that pretty much all you get is Kabbalah. And that Kabbalah ends up being a Chiddush, because if it's really so much more Mamono that it cancels out all the other, you know, Nafkamina, then, you know, that would seemingly, you know, establish, doesn't take much to generate Kabbalah. In a way, you know, the Gzeres HaKasuv that sure doesn't generate Kabbalah, you know, becomes like looms larger. In other words, Mamono might also have been able to generate, you know, Arba Dvarim, but it's a Gzeres HaKasuv. So that Gzeres HaKasuv doesn't apply to, you know, Eish, because it has a Chitzav element. Or the way I'm putting it, this is Mamono Tziruf L'maisa Hezek, but it's not Mazik Al Yidei Eish. That's a fine line. So what's Koveya for Chabala, essentially, right? So that's the way I'm looking at the difference between Rashi, the Marshal's Rashi, and the Rambam. Again, we also noted that Rabbeinu Yeshaya, right, the second day in Rabbeinu Yeshaya, also has this. That might be more of a, that's page 84, column 1 here. Od perish acher man di islei chitzav islei mishun mamono, devoy rebrochen and tarti, so that one, that sounds like a real half and half. Again, I don't know, he doesn't give us pratim. So just in the formulation that we're talking about, integration of mamon and a mamon slash chitzav, is it a chitzav slash mamon, is it a mamon slash chitzav, or is it, you know, something that's really both? I don't know, I'm not sure. But I think that the issue ends up being like, how many of the nafkamina do we go back on? But also it's complicated by, what do these nafkamina depend on? They depend on not being, you know, just mamono and just, you know, shmira or maisa, you know, mamono, as opposed to being mitzura or whatever. Or do they require more than that? Do they really require maisa hezek, you know, something close to biadayim, adamamazik? What do they really require? That's kind of what we're debating. Okay. Separate from the Rambam Rashi second day of Rabbeinu Yeshaya, we had, and that's where we left off, we had Rabbeinu Yonah in the Talmud Rosh Bavarash, and also the Marshal himself in the Am Shul Shlomo, and that is the suggestion not that you have an integration between Mamono and Chitzav, or mostly it's not the integration, it's that you have two dinim, right? You have a din of Eisha Mishim Mamono and a din of Eisha Mishim Chitzav, but not the way, you know, that the conventional and majority of the Rishonim understand it, which is that, you know, whatever we thought about Eishem Shumkitzo is still true. Whatever we thought about Eishem Shumamono is still true. The only thing is that we changed our mind about is that they're not mutually exclusive. You know, and therefore, there are two tracks in Eish, right? Maybe based on the, you know, the two had the Reisha and the Seifa. So then when, you know, whatever we thought about Mamono, it'll apply when it applies. Whatever we thought about Kitzov, it'll apply when it applies. The Chiddush of the Rabbeinu Yonah and of the Marshal is that, you know, they're not saying that. They're saying we have completely revised in this point in the Gemara, you know, what we mean by Eishem Shum Chitza, Eishem Shum Mamono. They're also assuming that mostly, there is a mutual exclusivity. They're also both assuming, for it to work, that Eishem Shumamono is the classical and conventional Eish, and that it's Mafkia when they both coincide, instead of just saying, well, there are two dinim here, and we should be Machmir Lefi Chomer Shel Shneim, that we're Mafkia one for the other. Again, this is just the stuff that we did already. So, in Rabbeinu Yonah, taking that position just gets you in trouble, you know, with Kabbalah and a little bit with, again, the Kimlei Midraba Mine, you know, case. And that's, you know, where they're coming from. They have to sustain, you know, that evidence, even though they're taking this. We understand why they're taking this position, right? They do want to explain, you know, the earlier evidence, you know, and especially the Talmud part of it. But anyway, this is what they're assuming. So, Rabbeinu Yonah, it's about managing kol zman that you are present and able to squelch or suppress, you know, or neutralize the fire. So that's called Eisha Mishumamono. And that's the Ikar Eish, is the Eish, you know, which is Shel Adam. Ironically, you would have thought that Chitzav, but it's not. And whenever you have Eisha Mishumamono, the Chitzav part, you know, kind of gets, all things being equal, when they're both applicable. And this is my ha'ara, you know, to answer the question, and that is that they're both applicable, meaning in Dinei Nezek, in Chefza Shel Nezek, where they're both applicable. So the Eishem Shem Mamono renders the Eishem Shem Chitzav part, right, irrelevant. Right? It eclipses it, basically. I guess the first half of the Pasuk, you know, renders the second half of the Pasuk, you know, irrelevant, right? So therefore, you know, you have all the, you know, issues, you know, of the earlier sugya, the mandamar hishum shemchitzav. Again, this is the advantage that they think they're benefiting, right? You know, mesachsech, all those kind of things are not going to apply, right? With the exception of Kovel, and for some reason they don't want to let go. I understand why, because in the Psak it's hard to let go of Gedi and Eved, right? So they kind of, again, they don't spell that out, but both of them have to, you know, come to that conclusion. Where the Amshul Shlomo says it is, oh, it's really a din in Kabbalah, but once you have a din of Kabbalah, you know, so then Kol Shekein Rotzeach. That's the line in the Amshal Shalom. Did we read it last time? I think so, right? Did we read that line? Who was reading it last time? You were reading it?
I was reading it. Rabbeinu
Yonah. Did you read the Kol Shekein line?
Rabbeinu Yonah, I read it. I didn't read the Amshal Shalom.
Oh, you didn't read that last time. Who was reading the Amshal Shalom? Didn't somebody read the Amshal Shalom last time? I read the Amshal Shalom. Okay. Anyways, so the point is that you have to... it's just a very, very... I brought it. here. But I bought the, you know, I conceded to the more readable one. I saw the old one that he wrote.
I have an even nicer one now.
Even nicer than this?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Scary. Look, hey, Nirbena, I divided Kohan Tiyufta the Suga de la El, Kedakaima Kaima, the Hukosa Krab Yochanan, who came to the Resh Lakish Lesa, and so on. Again, for him, the distinction is not the how, you know, you're managing it and the ability to suppress it. It's the, you know, whose eish is it? Is it the Adam's eish or the Caleb's eish? Eishel Kelev Gamal, that's Chitza. Right? The Leka Chiyuv Daman. Again, the Achronim I've seen over the years who comment on this Yom Shoshama just think that it's counterintuitive. Because wouldn't you think that, you know, Eishel Shalodam would be Chitza? Right? And Eishel Shal Kelev would be Mamono? The answer is yes, unless you think that Eishel Shal Mamono is like the Ikar, that's the, you know, that's the highest level. That's what classical Eish is. Now the other Eish is, you know, it's a Chitz of Shaladam. You know, there's Kochel Shaladam, there's Chitz of Shaladam. You know, there's Eish of Shaladam. That's not the real Eish. The real Eish is, you know, Eish of Shehu Mamona. Like, the Niske Mamon Eish. So then it's, you know, the Eish that he... It's only Mamono since it isn't the Baluso because he... Again, you don't need to be... You know, your shore is your mamon because your shore is your mamon. Because, you know, you own it, somebody can't steal it from you. You know, yeah, Tzar Balei Chaim is your problem, you know, and so on and so forth. So, but, you know, Eish is only your Eish, or it's only Mugdar is your Eish, you know, if it's, you know, it's on your leash. So you have to be there and have the ability to suppress it. But when you do, that's classical Eish. So again, when it comes to the Umishani Dal Dvar Mika Benayu, Demishi Hidlake Ishkaiv Dal Dvarim, Nashav Kemosha Ziko Biadayim, Ulinyan Zech Hashav Kechitzav, Heched Agachela Shalo, Velo Leinyan Acher, Daftila El Gabi Amadli Godish Dalibidaria, Filu Below Hitzis Gufo Kai Misa. What about the other one? Right? After Hu Atzmo Hidlik, Mishim the Chashvina Lake Chitzav, Alma Filu Bekachela Shalo Chaya Mishim Chitzav Lari. The low karei shlokish, shesavar mamona. The komakom lo kashemir de ma'acher de chayev Rabbi Yochanan linya dal dvarim afshe mamono hu mishum de chashvinan ki ilu aziko biadayim kal v'chomer linya chiyev misa de mezid hu havakilu horgo biadayim by the potter b'kim lebid rabbi minay. Very open to question. I mean, would you say kol shekain? If you're a if chayiv mishum chavala, then kol shekain you're chayiv, you know, mishum rotzeach and kamlei bedrava mine. Maybe Rab Chaim's horgo, not necessarily rotzeach though. Right, but he assumes it's mezid. Also, it's chayiv misa shogim p'turit. Let's say it was a shogig. Right. Anyways, this is the marsha, and basically the Talmud Rosh Rajba says the same thing about Rabbi Yonah's chiluk. You have to say it applies to these two things. That much you can't drop. So my suggestion was, you know, that again for the Rambam it's no problem because Eishim Shum Chitzav is the dominant, you know, and it's an integration. But if it's one or the other and they knock each other out and it's always Mamono, then none of this makes sense. Except that there's no competition when it comes to Retzach or Horgo, whatever it is, and there's no competition when it comes to Dalid, you know, Dvarim, because it's not like, oh, you know, he did it, but he's Potter. This it's not. There's no Chalos, Maisa Mamono when it comes to Chabala or Retzach. Like the Gemara says, Turei, Atu Turei, you know, Kotal, you know, it's like it's ridiculous. Of course not. So then they have to add, there's no competition, there's no eclipsing. Le'inyan dal dvarim and le'inyan rotzeach, right, they're all there is chitzav. Even in a case, right, which otherwise would be called mamona, but the mamona doesn't register in these dinim. So it's ironic, right? In other words, when mamono and chitzav register, mamono, you know, totally eclipses chitzav. But there are dinim that are just not shayach to mamono. I think that's what you have to say, basically. And then in Rabbeinu Yonah, we added the other ha'ara, and that is that he also is mechalek between the mamono of Reish Lakish and the mamono of Rabbi Yochanan. Just one more thing, just before I take the questions, you should just be aware that the Yom Shel Shlomo at the end suggests this for the Rif, just like the Rabbeinu Yonah suggested for the Rif. Like, why not, right? So he has this in the Chidaikas Shaper B'divar Rif, Mashma Kivasi. I think it's very good. I think we said it last time. Then he has diukim lechem bekol svarim shal rivka kasav kigon shehil biyada ligdar below kasav ukigon. That's a pretty diuk. The gamke lekasav isle nami mishumamono el isle mishumamono. Here's dafko mishumamono. Okay. Rav shein araya kol kach shidasa rivka moshe parashti. Listen to this. Mikomakom harambam basmag sabri hachi. So in the end, he transfers it over. This is his pshat in the Rambam, which I don't think is correct. But the kasu stam tamun liftar, the lochilka b'shumin et veidafla get that part, meaning he, like what we were suggesting, right, is suggesting that the Rambam doesn't believe in kal lochitzav, and this is where it comes from. The chen kasav amagid mishnah, meaning the ha'ara that the Rambam doesn't, shekein dasa Rambam. And then he adds, kvar yadu alamayin b'divrei Rambam, she'ika yasoda bani al divrei arif. So this, he has these diukim in the riff, kind of admits that it's not so muchrach. Then he says, yeah, but that's the pshat in the Rambam. And anyways, the Rambam always holds like the riff, right? L'chein nirali shigam tadas a riff. Like, that's a little circular. V'af shahar bei hei machokim alai. Right, ma esa barova raya satsumos minatalma. It's like, you know, I'd love to give in, but what can I do? There's so much evidence that, you know, how can I be blind to the truth? Balzendish anti, bakasati machu kasati, maskana de milsa, the eshalo lochai mishumamono, right? U potter betamun leolam, kishamadlik betok shalo, mikomokam linindal dvarim, chashvinun kilu aziko biadayim. Afsh Esho Mamono, the Chain Lushan Rama Beheja, the Chain Lin Kiv Misa, Kemosha Pirashni Gabi Ebed, the Hegagra Chelos and Shalosh, Akivim Shum Chitzav, Az Chayev Afila Betamun. The Sugida Korn is the Patra Betamun, Lo Ayla Behish Chidlik Beatsum of the Eshvala Shom Kala.
Yeah.
I don't understand what it means that
if it's a mom, it doesn't register, the guy doesn't register. Because it should register. We have like questions about, I'm not thinking more, I'm not giving one of these.
Okay.
So, I mean, but right, we're talking about close. In terms of co-fair is very different.
Okay,
on the contrary, you can't have co-fair if you can't even talk about co-fair, perhaps. I mean, there are two ways to look at it. You can't really, one way to look at it is you can't really talk about co-fair, you know, as long as you are, you know, thinking, you know, that is a chiyuv misa, or that you're a rotzeach.
Okay.
On the one hand, kofar is, you know, kind of the blood money of rotzeach, but the point is that there's no blood money because it's all, you know, kind of eclipsed. Again, I want to get back to the, you know, we talked about kamle bedraba minei. Is it more than kamle bedraba minei, the kofar, because it's an internal thing? We talked about it, you know, tosis and so on in the first parak. You know, the Rivan, all of that. But that doesn't trouble me at all.
The Gemara member given one day is asked by whether there's going to be Dumim for Ish.
Yeah.
And they're trying to assume that only would make sense if you hold Mamono, but if you hold Chitzov, then that question doesn't get off the ground.
Right.
Because of the Mamazik. So you'd assume that also that would be a competition here if the Ish goes out and kills someone. So there's still a competition. Should be treated like Mamon, would there be Dumim?
Right, that's what we're showing, that it's not. I mean, that's what we're saying. That was saying. As long, I think those Gemaras prove it even more. Why do they prove it less? Meaning, there's a total mamono is just, you know, anything that's not, you know, acutely mitzuref, let's say to Adam, is not shayach to Ratzach. Anything that is not shayach to kofar. Right. I'm reconstructing back. I don't think it's not mechudash. I'm just trying to explain, you know, why according to Rabbeinu Yonah and according to Amshel Shlomo, if you have these rules, that if once you assume, which I think you have to assume, that Eishem Mishum Mamono eclipses Chitzav, because you can't, they're not both. You're not saying the Chomer Shabishneihem clearly, right? If you said the Chomer Shabishneihem, then you'd be Chayiv Tamun in the case of Kalalo Chitzav. But they're not saying what we were saying before for Rashi. For the Amshel Shlomo Rashi, or for the Rambam, which is that it's a combination, and therefore it's, you know, an attenuation or a new birya of, you know, some sort of. They're not saying that. They're saying there's Eishem Mishum Mamono, there's Eishem Mishum Chitza. Either way, maybe you need Bailus, fine. But although for the Rambam, I think it's clear you don't need Bailus. But basically, it's one or the other. And what are the criteria? So he says, managing, being there, being able to suppress. You know, as opposed to, and he says, oh, it's the Eish of the Adam as opposed to the Eish of the Kaleb. What? So once you have that, then when you have, you know, then any time Adam, you know, is involved, it should automatically, or Adam is there, and it's Eish of Shemamono, that should eliminate Chitza. Because he can't say, oh, but, you know, since you're Pater, so you're Chayev Mishum Chitza. You can't say that anymore. That's true for Talmud too, right? And it's true for Chitzav Shal Kalev, and it's true for, you know, Tzav to the Cheresh. It should be true in all those cases. They want to get this snuff. The Amt is almost bothered by, and earlier, the Rebbeinu Yonah is bothered by, you know, what the Gemara all of a sudden discovered Chabalah, what happened to a whole daf, you know, worth of discussion that gave us 4 to 5 nafkaminas. That's what they're troubled by. So in the end of the day, they're saying, you know, without saying the words, I'm reconstructing, I think, correctly, and that is that, you know, that Eishem Shem Amono is Mafkia Eishem Shem Chitza. Because that's the Ikar Eish of the Torah. I'm just giving the example. It's almost like a Kamblei B'Dravamina in its own right. Like, you know, if you have Ikar Eish, then the other Eish is just... Again, I think you also have to assume that it's not on a Mamazik. It's something quite less. Right, it's Tziruf LaAdam or Adam Ayidei Esho or something like that. But once you say that, then how do you have your cake and eat it too and say, oh, but when it comes to Chavalah and when it comes to Kamalei B'Drabamine, oh, we'll use that expression aside from Reb Chaim, right, then, you know, you can have Eshem Shem Chitzav, even in the cases that previously you've been saying are Eshem Shem Amono, which are Mafkia L'Chitzav. Namely, when the guy is there and he could, you know, he could snuff out the thing, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, or in the case of, you know, who hidlik, in the case of Yom Shoshana. How do you have your cake and eat it too? Again, they're reconstructing too. They say, well, this is what it is. But so what I'm saying is that the answer is that when you have a competition between the two, like in Hilchos, you know, Chiyuv Nizke Mamon, Nezek of Hefset of Nizke Mamon, you have two candidates, right? Chitzav will be Mekayev you and Mamona, but there'll be different rules. But they're both in the Parsha. But when it comes to, I'm saying, when it comes to Chavala, and when it comes to, you know, Kamlei B'Drabamineh, you know, it's Mamono is Mufka, Lagamri. So there's no competition. So if you have the conditions, you know, even then what otherwise wouldn't be the conditions of Chitzav are I'm sorry, well, of, you know, when there was a competing, you know, Mamono, even if it would be Potter, but it's in the competition, but you don't have that here. So Legabe, this, all that's happening is one thing, not two things, and you're choosing one. That requires us to say that Mamono is not competitive in these areas. So you're saying, what about Kofar? Right. Okay, we have to speak more about Kofar, but we spoke a little bit about it already, meaning to what extent is Kofar, you know, kind of a, you know, a way of you know, of nezek, you know, for death, like really blood money, or it's only blood money because the heinous murder rap, you know, is totally off the table. I'm saying it's, you know, it's the heinous murder rap has to be completely off the table for these two, certainly, to say it. Maybe not for everybody. So then those gemaras aren't a problem. Maybe they're even a raya in some respects. That's all I think you have to say. Okay, I don't want to spend too much more time, because that's... Okay, that is... The Ravid also has a kind of in-between. But again, for the Ravid, it's just a Havamina, not a Maskoniya.
I don't really understand why appealing to this idea of Ishim Shetizov not being real in Mazik, just zero blood them, really addresses like the question of why that shouldn't trump Mamona. Because like there are other cases where like Adam's involved...
Say that again, what was that Dhamma?
Meaning that...
In which... I'm saying that for different things, so I mean, that's why... I understand what you said. What?
For Rabbeinu Yonah.
So, in Rabbeinu Yonah, let's one second. Oh, because if it's really Adam Amazik, as opposed to being an internal Din and Eish, then why should there be any... The more... This is the irony, right? The more something is independent and comes from a different place... The more unaffected, you know, you know, the more unaffected the competition should be from each other. Generally.
Okay.
In other words, if Adama Mazik is happening at the same time as Niske Mamon, and they're two different things, then there's no competition, and you should just say Hachomer Shavishneim. If they're fighting for the pasuk, you know, in Mishpatim, you know, for the Reisha and the Seifa, and it's not that the Seifa, you know, brings you to Maka Behema Yishalmana, then I can understand why, you know, it's all an all or nothing kind of a struggle. That's what I'm suggesting.
But even if that's the case, it still seems odd that we would pin the liability on Mamona and not on the human actor involved. Like, in the case
that's
of, like,
I think it's ironic for sure.
But
what I'm saying is that if it's diluted enough, I mean, if it's not Adam Amazik, you know, although it is, let's say, a very, you know, diluted case of it, so more better an intense, you know, Niske Mamon than a diluted Adam Amazik. That's kind of.
I mean, the Tosos.
It is odd.
Tosos on Mamed Behemas Baveiro.
Yeah.
Clearly, because that's a bit of shame because it's Pater versus Rabbin, but still, it's the human actor involved is the one that's responsible because we don't pin the liability on the owner of the animal; we pin the liability on the human actor.
Okay. I'm saying each case you have to measure. I'm just saying this is the Reisha and the Seifa.
What is the difference between those? Because there we really...
I mean, I'm just saying this is the Reisha and the Seifa of one Pasuk and a struggle to try to figure out what Eish really is.
Yeah, but we're holding the human there liable for Shane. So it's still a bit of Shane, but we're still holding the...
Right, maybe Shane, maybe because Shane is not, you know, again, you know, maybe Shane is so different, you know, from Adam, you know, that you know, the Adam, you don't have to choose in that way, and even the Adam aspect of it can prop it up. I'm just saying, I think that this is a question that you always have to look at. Again, typically the conventional view would always be, you know, that two things happening at the same time are not, you know, they might be competing in terms of who you pin it on. They don't, like, knock each other out in terms of the definition. You wouldn't say that they eclipse each other. You would just say one is chayiv and the other one is, you know, if there's double jeopardy, so one is chayiv and the other one is not mechayiv in this particular case. But it's always looming in the background. I'm saying, but each case you have to, I think, assess it. How else would you explain it? I mean, if you have a better explanation. What?
I mean, isn't it easier to say that Yishim Shem Pitzov means that it's kind of like other mazik, that the damage is the direct result of the action, as opposed to...
I do think he means that. But what I'm saying is it has to be a din within Eish. Otherwise, how would you explain that? You just wouldn't be Masiyah Lefishneya.
But it wouldn't be a trumping thing. It would just be, once you're able to put up a fence, then you're...
Let's take the case. Take the case of Talmud. So, why should you not be... if you only had Eishim Shem Chitzav alone, like for the Yom Shel Shlomo in the case of Behema, or in the case of Rabbeinu Yonah, you know, where you're not present and you can't stop the fire. So that's Eishim Mishum Chitzav, right? And you are Chayim Mishum Tamon. Just now you're present, so there's also Eishim Mishum Mamono.
No, there's no longer Eishim Mishum Chitzav.
But there is for Kabbalah. And there is for Ratzach. That's if it, and also how ironic would that be? You know, which is kind of what other people are troubled by as well. Meaning the more the Adam is there, the more it's Mamon, as opposed to Mice, it's Mitzurav to his Mice. So I'm saying both on a logical level, but I'm just proving from...
I got the Dean, the logical level.
You got that?
I got the problem from Kabbalah.
Yeah.
The logic becomes a problematic because, like, if you're able to stop it, then it's no longer the direct lighting of the fire that caused the damage. It's the fact that you didn't put up a fence to stop it. So it's like you didn't put up a fence around your shoulder to prevent it from going out and eating.
But you didn't stop it, so why should you be part of Hashem Tamon? I mean, you still did light it. And let's say you weren't there. I mean, I'm saying, why isn't Bechlal every Mamon also a Chitzav? And even if you want to say that Mamon is more, but if Chitzav is also there, then why shouldn't you be Machmer al-Fishneir? That's what I'm saying.
I don't see...
If you want to say, oh, there's no Hagdara, because then what about Chovel? Again, you're applying Chovel even in cases where the guy isn't there. Right, and even you're applying Rotzeach, come to the Rabbin, even when he's not there.
Right.
So that's the problem. I totally get the logical. I mean, again, in the Yamsha Shlomo, what the Achronim are saying is like, what? Eishah Shel Kalbo is Chitzav and Eishah Shel Adam is not? That's a strange. I understand it, again, according to how I'm explaining it, but I don't think it's not Mechudash. I don't think I would have come up with it if I wasn't trying to explain it. And I don't think I would have come up with, the idea of Hafka or the idea of not applying Hafka when they're when there's no competition because Al Pidin. I wouldn't have come up with any of those things if I wasn't trying to explain something. I'm trying to work with the evidence within the Shita because they have to be coherent. Now, there might be another way to make them all coherent. I've racked my brain, so this is the best I could come up with. If you ask me, do I think it's like, oh, once it came up with it, it's a Dover Pashut? Definitely not. Do I think that it makes sense and that it's a very plausible explanation for what it is for managing the evidence, whatever, and that's what I really, really do. But if somebody wants to come up with a better shot, that would be great. And if it's really better, we'll scrap the other one and we'll throw it out. I just think that this phenomenon that I'm describing, is not unheard of, and that's why I'm using things like Kamandravi and so on to illustrate it, even though, of course, it's a little bit different. Okay, but I'm sorry it's taking so much time, but again, these are important formulations, right? So the Ravid, I totally agree with your questions. I think that we know those questions. They're still good questions. They're phenomena. And in the end of the day, I think that, so let's the Ravid very quickly. The Ravid suggested also a kind of in between. And again, Lefi Chumra Shel Shneim, which is pretty radical also, just in this, Mai Binayu, right, Kloma, Kasolka Daitach, but again, this is fascinating in the Ravid, because this is the question, but it's not the answer. Mai Binayu, Kloma, Kasolka Daitach, the Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra, right, Ka'omar, demand the Islam Mishum Chitzav, Islam Mishum Mamono. Imkain, Mai Binayu, meaning that was the question of the Gemara. The Gemara thought that what you have is a shiluv, an integration of mamon and chitza. Again, in what balance? Like I'm saying for the Rambam, or maybe half and half, like maybe Rabbeinu Yeshaya, or more weighted towards the mamono, like the Yamsha Shlomo's Rashi? I'm not sure. But again, you have the same idea that all the earlier nafkamina are going to be thrown out. And for the Ravid, since he doesn't have to live with it, lamaskana, the kulas and the chumras, basically. Right? So tzavta de cheirish is out. Chitzav shel kelev is out. Even kom lebedraba mine is out. Right? Because of the mamona part, even though it's also chitzav, because it's a combination. Okay? I understand that, though. It's an attenuate. It's meaning it isn't really odomama. It's not Yamsha Shlomo and Rabbeinu Yonah. It's not that one is mafkia the other. It's what we're really saying is that it's not, Anam Amazik. It's a, Tziruf to the Maisa Hezek. So and it's only Tziruf to the Maisa Hezek because of Mamono. So the Mamono gets to be Ma'akev, and in both directions. So that's what he says. That's really what he says. Man Yisli Shem Chitzav Yisli Shem Mamonum Kemai B'nai V'shani Diyavino Yilu Chumras Chumrei chitza v'chumrei mamono. Right? Umay ike lechaiva b'dal advarim ike nami tamun b'osa chatzer v'kol hanach d'shanina l'reish lakish el shebala hosef amash amarnu. So again, he's it's exciting, for like till you read the maskana, then it goes back to the conventional thing. Even in the beginning of the maskana, it sounds like yovei lechumrei chetzio Chitzav rather than Chumer Mamono. I thought originally when way back when I first read it, that he was saying, no, instead of giving that it's both, but it's a shiluv, but it's both. Not both, you need all of them, to everything, but you had anything would do. But doesn't sound like, maybe that's what he's saying, but it sounds more like he's going back to the more conventional view. And that is, these are two dinim, they have nothing to do with each other, but they're coincidental. So you're always, machmir lefi shneim. Unless he really, really means that it's a shiluv, but it still works that way. That would be exciting still, but not in the nafka mina side of it. Okay. Good. So, just a couple before we move on to the... Oh, but let me talk about the... before we get to that. Okay, so just to clear up one or two other points very quickly. So, we mentioned that the Yom Shel Shlomo is troubled by the... the reason he doesn't like the Rashi, his Rashi, is that he thinks that, Rava should have been in the end of the Sogya, rather than in the, penultimate, part of the Sogya, right? Right before the end of the Sogya. So this is something that we discussed also, again, this question of the role of the Pasuk. And I've been suggesting, again, Tosas asked in the beginning of the Sugya, why don't we mention Rabbi Yochanan right away? Right? And then the Yom Shel Shlomo says, oh, we should have put in, in the end. Right? And then I was suggesting that the Rambam, that's basically the translation of Halacha Tezvav, that he's basically working with Rava. It's even better in the end, maybe. So again, just to flesh that out a little more, just for a second, I think the Tosfos Ben Peretz has a couple of comments on that, just very, very quickly, and then we'll just move to the Sefer Hashlama. And that is, there are two interesting, ha'aras of the Tosfos Ben Peretz. So one is, here on page 79, column 1, or you have it in the back of your Gemaras in some cases, is his question, how come Eish, more than anything else, you have this discussion of Rabbi Yochanan, my time. Right? Just an interesting ha'ara, just a linguist. Eish l'tmo, ha'ktas, lama hutzrach lomar, tam be'eish, yoser mi b'shar nezikin. Ha'li kosa b'pasuk, k'mo shar nezikin. So, of course, this reminds us a little bit of the question, again, raised against Rashi on the Mishnah, on the base of an Aleph, how come Rashi, of all avos nezikin, quotes a pasuk when it comes to Eish? He doesn't quote the pasuk of Karen and Shane and Regel, or even Bor for that matter, right? Pnei Yeshua question, right? So here we have a parallel question. It's also been a parrot. It's like all of a sudden, when it comes to the other Nizke Mamons, right? No one's saying why you chayev, right? So again, the language is very interesting. V'halo, he kasa b'paso. The Yesh Lomar, again, it's not a question to leave to lose so much sleep over. You might say that the answer is simply because, maybe it's clearer what the Mechayib is in other cases, although we know it's complicated, right? Karen, there's something to talk about. Shane, there's something to talk about. Regal, there's something to talk about. Bor, there's certainly something to talk about. So if there's good debate, I guess, among the earlier authorities, Tanaim, Amoraim, whatever it is, what it is, just because it's a pasuk. But obviously he feels that this is not a coincidence. V'yesh Shlomo lefid pa'amim she'ena eish mazik ki maruach shemoli chaso v'ilulei haruach loya mazik im kein eino maisa ha'adam ki maisa haruach l'kach chutzrach li'tein tam Rabbi Yochanan mishum chitzav. So again, I think this Rabbeinu Peretz, maybe Lashitaso, first of all, he's accentuating in Eish, but what his answer really basically is that Eish, seemingly what he's saying, is that Eish is the most problematic. Again, I might have argued with him, there's a lot of evidence that Bor is the most problematic, but okay. Or maybe it's the most amorphous, but he's really accentuating the lack of a Maisa Hezek, right? The Eish, not the Adam, is the Ein Maisa Adam ki Maisa Haruach. Sorry. So again, Ulekachu Tzrichlit and Tam Rabbi Yochanan, that what? That's wrong, and it's really a Adam Amazik. Or it's still right, but it's still, not Fadam Amazik. Right? Hard to know. But the way he formulates it, it sounds like Lekachut Shachlitin Tam Rivokin Omer Shulchitzav Kivin Shedliko B'Makom Sharuach Metzuya Leholicho Nimsa Shepasha Bahadlakasa. Okay, so is this his way of saying the Hadlaka is the Maisa? You know, but not the rest of it is still like there, even according to the Mandam Reshim Shemchitzo. Like this Chitzo, it's front loaded just in the Hadlaka. Sounds like it. So again, the Tosar Beit Peretz, who before, but that was again within the Mandamar Eishem Mishum Mamono, right? So it's a little tricky, right? Eishem Mishum Mamono was comparing it to Bor, the Takala, right, to the Yitzira, and that's the piece in the next part of the Gemara, Mishum Eishem Mishum Mamono, right? Takala, Yalfina Miboro, Avagav de Boro Shif Giro Potter, right, and so on. So this is according to the Mandamar Eishem Mishum Amona, right? But even Eishem Mishum Chitzav, you know, he's very sensitive to the limitations of Chitzav. It sounds like not only before Rabbi Yochanan says what he says, but even maybe even after. So that's like, again, an attenuation of Chitzav. Yeah?
It seems like the Mechayev, according to both, for Rabbeinu Peretz at least, according to both Chitzo and Mamono, could have something to do with Bor. Because otherwise, the Shak V'Tayr,
has to do with
Bor.
Like,
makes no sense.
Yeah.
I mean, he thinks that.
Well, he's definitely putting Bor very prominent.
He thinks that it seems like it would only make sense if that's the actual Mechayev. Otherwise, then there's.
Well, I don't know. Again, he doesn't say Bor for Chitzov, he says Bor for Mamono. But even for Chitzov, you know, he's admitting that it's mechudash to begin with, and even after the chiddush is, you know, limited to the hadlaka. You know, it's the koach achar meurabo. Again, we have to still sum this up in the other sugyas. The koach achar meurabo remains a reality, even according to the mandam rechitzav, you know, and that's important. Whereas one could have said, again, it's like we started the sugya with this question, right? As Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, what do you mean chitzav? It's not kocho, it's koach achar meurabo, right? And that's what we've been discussing the whole time. And Rabbi Yochanan says, you know, wrong, or, you know, al pidin it's chitzav. Or Rabbi Yochanan says, you're right, but, and how right are you? And what's the but? So Tosar Beit Peretz here, you know, Meirosh, again, you could have said it's just the question, you know. Rabbi Yochanan, you know, you need to ask this question, because without this question, you know, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan both have good points. It's Leisva Mashasha, and it's Eino Chitzav. And it's more Maisa Ruach than it is Maisa Adam. And so the being Molech, certainly. Right? So again, there's totally way, I mean, if I was, you know, if some other Rishon, you know, or Mefaresh was answering this question, they could have answered it. They could have dismissed the question, or they could have said, yeah, that's Gufo Rabbi Yochanan is telling us. It's you know, it's not a mamazik. Right? That doesn't sound like what he's saying, which I think is what you're saying. But he doesn't say Bor either. There's still a difference between Mandam Rechitzav and Mamona. Right? But the gap is certainly smaller. And we've shown that throughout. I'm trying to show through the Lashonus of Rishonim and through objective Shitas Rishonim that there's this massive debate. There's a massive debate about Chitzav. There's a massive debate about Mamono. There's a massive debate about the relationship between Chitzav and Mamono in the distance, and the possibility that that changed in the Shak L'Vatari of the Gemara, at which point, you know, especially towards the end, you know, when they're at certain points, when they're raising certain questions. So, okay, so that is something to think about. Similarly, again, when it comes to the question of the Gzeres HaKasuv, I'm sorry, the Limud, so there also there's an interesting, you know, lashon in the Rishonim. One second, I have that. Yeah, page 79, column 2. Also, Tosar Beit Peretz, which I think is interesting. But again, you have others. Right, in the same piece where he talks about Mamono, he asks the following. Beresh Lakish my Tama Lomaka Rabbi Yochanan. Pirish, Dola Kamana, Mina de Kro, Masisa, Messiah, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan my Tama Lomaka Resh Lakish, Tama, my Kaboy, Ainuishim de Kro, you Masisa, Messiah, Lay. Ishlomar, the Hawk Kaboy, Echad the Kololo Chitzov. What? Meaning, Rabbeinu Peretz thinks that the okay, I'll give you the other answer. But Talmidei Hari Kasvu, the Yesh Parsh Mishim Hachi Kaboy Talmuda Rabbi Yochanan My Talmud Lomar Kara Shlakish. The Reish Lakish Nami Yesh Liyashiv Kra. Shagam Reish Lakish Yisleim Mishim Chitzav Mekom Agacheles Kinemashma Begemara Udidei Bahachim Mayri Kra. So you have in the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosfos and Talmidei Ari have an interesting little discussion, right? But again, against the background of everything we've been discussing, like all of this just takes on much more, you know, meaning, right? Because again, this makar is such a great makar for Rabbi Yochanan, and such a problem for Reish Lakish. Right? There's a ratio, there's a seifa in the pasuk. Right? And how mutually exclusive is chitzav and mamono? Right? The more you think that mamono is also mitzuraf to the gavra more than shoro, right? Not so terrible, you know, the pasuk. Very shlokish. Just like we were saying, lemaskana. You know, if the Gemara changed its mind in a significant way, according to the Rambam, and so on. So, you know, Maskana number one, if there are two dinim, where'd you get the two dinim? That's one problem. Number two, if you think the Maskana, you know, that we're, you know, pulling back a little bit from the Chitzav, let's say for the Rambam and for the Marshal Rashi, etc. So why don't they have a problem with the Pasuk? And where was the Pasuk to begin with? And now the question is, and why isn't the pasuk a problem for Reish Lakish? Or why does, you know, Rabbi Yochanan feel the need to respond to Reish Lakish? Why shouldn't he just quote the pasuk? Right? But the whole point is that the pasuk, you know, which is a perfect pasuk, really, is something that, you know, has a reisha, has a seifa, and you need to assess what the relationship is. Meaning the reisha sounds like it's Iskei Mamon, the seifa sounds like it's Adam Amazik. Maybe the whole point is that it's kind of both. Right? So Reish Lakish is going to really lose sleep over the Pasuk. And if you redefine and you pull back a little bit on the Rabbi Yochanan and the Maskana, you're going to have a problem with the Pasuk. I don't think the Rambam did. I think the Rambam's quoting the Pasuk. Right? So all these questions are the Pasuk. But what's also agav interesting is the comment of Rabbeinu Peretz, I think, which is very mechudash. Rabbi Yochanan needs the. Rabbi Yochanan is bothered about Kololo Chitzav. I mean, why don't you hold like Reish Lakish and Kololo Chitzav? And the answer to that is Leis Bamashash. Okay. But he's basically saying otherwise, you know, Rabbi Yochanan, like in Lo Kololo Chitzav, Rabbi Yochanan, you know, doesn't even have to explain. You know, okay, that's interesting. But Talmidei Ri also equally interesting. Reish Lakish's Mokom Gacheles is based on the Pasuk. That isn't just a din of you know, Hezek Behemto. That's still a din in Eish. Mokom Gacheles. Mesachseches. Right? Okay. There are a few other shonos also, but these, you get the idea. These are all connected issues. Also, one other thing before I go on, and that is Kofe Kamos Chavera. I think I mentioned the Gilyon. Somebody asked me where it was. The Gilyon has this view. Yeah, this is on page 79, column 1. What do you do with the rayas of Tosis against Rashi? Right? Whether you need mamon or not. whether you eat mamona or not. So the gilyon here says, this is the gilyon, is it? Yeah. Ubigilyonos kosvu, this is what I was referring to. Betosa sikshal pirish rashi, behad the kofev kamasa shal chaveiro, the nirash enokasha, the kofev kamasa shal chaveiro, who osa hahezek? Hilkachin chiluk ben shia shalo, ben shia shal acher. Avogachelas, shehu mamono, shosa hahezek. Right, just like the Rimigash was mechalek when it came to mamona between mavir atzmo and mismanaging the shmira. So the gilyon is mechalek between kofef komos chaveiro, where he kind of puts the thing in harm's way. That's called maisa hezek, or that's an esh which is direct. Right, even according to Reish Lakish. You don't need mamona. As opposed to gachelas. The same thing he says by gets. Masha hiksha mehoda gets a yotze makos hapatish gamze nekosha. The gamze begufa osa hezek. That's yitzira sahezek. That's more than gachelas. But he doesn't say it's because it's shalom. Again, this could have been a din in the hagdara of shalom, as we mentioned. It's a din in the Mechayev. Again, there are a bunch of Lishonos in the Shiva Kabbatzis or Rishonim that imply that there's more than one din of Esh. We already talked about how you manage that in terms of the, you know, Psukim and so on. But whether it's Kofef or Getz or... and I mentioned that's the Rimigash's Mavir as opposed to mismanaging, and maybe the Meiri, right? The Meiri's... in addition to making the Chiluk of... You know, Davar Sheb B'toch Shelo, which becomes Bibaluso, he also has, if you're madly godish, to straight, then you don't need it. That's the Meiri on 84, column 2, the one that we read already. Right? We read that already. Okay. So again, just to be aware that there are, and again, the other thing I said, the Rimigash, not the Rimigash, somebody mentioned it, it's the Talmud Ari. Good. Okay. So that's where we are in the Shakot Ha'ayin. So one other thing just to mention very quickly before we go on, and that is the Tosis discussion about Koach Koko. I don't want to discuss it now. I just want to mention it. Matan, what's that about?
Yeah, Tosis asks that even the Gemara sentence of like Koach and Koko that you can talk to us, so I don't know if you hold the past nation, which you think of, which is the nation.
Yeah. But Tosa says, so what's Tosa say? Wait, this is. One second. Can we come and say Tosa say? One second. On Chaf. You're on Chaf Beis Amid Aleph, right? But Koch Kocho, not Kocho? That one. Rabbi Yochanan be Anuche. Ba'ancha Anuche?
Sorry.
That's a different point, right? That Tosis. Just very quickly. Yeah, so what's that? What's that talking about? What, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why can't you say aduye adye, meaning through it? And you should probably be chayav on the whole gadish chatzi nezek. So it's kocho because the animals threw it. So that already is tsroros, and then it spreads from there because of chitzav. So that would be koach kocho, and you should be chayiv chatzin ezek b'toras tsroros for koach kocho. Ah, so Tosa says, why not? Oh, okay. So that just requires a comment. That's not our sugya now. We're not going to discuss it now. But hold that in reserve for tsroros. What's the comment to make? What's the comment to make on that? The Gra has a... That the Rush, base, disagrees with Tosis. And the Rambam seems to agree with Tosis, perhaps. What's the debate about? According... Well, the Gemara has that suffix.
Yeah, by Sumchus.
Ah. So the Gemara has a suffix by Sumchus, and the question is it true Hu Adin L'Rabbanan? Or maybe even Kol Shekein L'Rabbanan? Right, or Dafka not Rabbanan. So just explain a little bit.
Yeah,
What is Simchas Holam? Tzoros is Chayiv Nezek Shalem, and the Gemara is Mistapek on your test whether or not. Yeah, maybe even though Kocho is Kemaisav, right, and it's Chayiv Nezek Shalem, maybe Kocho, it's not that he doesn't agree that there's a category of Tzoros, just for him, right, you need Koch Kocho, not just Kocho. That's a Gemara Safek. So the question is, the Chachamim already say that Kocho is compromised and is Tzroros. What would they say about Koach Kocho? Right? So obviously Tosis holds that the Suffolk of Koach Kocho is either equal, probably equal, for Sumchas and the Chachamim. Right? There are some Rishonim who hold that Kol Shekein, that Sumchas, who has a Netia, right, you know, not to accentuate the difference between Maisav and Kocho, right? So if we're mistapek for him, that maybe, you know, Koch Kocho, as opposed to Kocho, is a different, Koch Kocho might be different than Kocho, then for the Chachamim, who are more sensitive to the distinctions between Maisa and Koach, right, the distinction between Koach and Koch Kocho, Kol Shekein might be an issue or a problem. So even if you were to hold that for Sumchas there's no such din, I mean, Kocho is Kokocho, which is Chayiv Nezek Shalem, even then there would be a suffix for the Rabbanon, what about Kokocho, correct? And the Rush holds the opposite, right? So what's the Rush idea?
The Rush was even the Rabbanon would agree, Kokocho.
Yeah. It's only Sumchas, right, who denies, you know, the status of Kocho being different, the chalos of Kocho, maybe says Koach Kocho. But for the Chachamim, it's not that, basically for the Chachamim, there's no difference between, you know, they're already acknowledging that there are two dinim. There's Maisa, and there's Koach. Okay, so once you acknowledge that, then there's no difference between Koach and Kocho. If there's no chalos, shame, Koach, so maybe there's no Koach. Maybe Koach is not different than Maisa, but still, maybe Koach is different. Right? But once you hold that, you know, Koach is different than Maisav, you know, then that, you know, once you're acknowledging, in other words, another level, then there's no difference between Koach and Koach. That's an interesting argument. Okay? So that's something you should be aware of, and we'll get back to that when we talk about trucks. Okay. So one other thing, just to, in terms of Kol Lochitza, we still have to talk about the Gra. I want to hold that off just till we read the Shaka Matari and Samach Aleph, is that, again, the big question that, you know, was implicit in Rabbeinu Yonah and the Amshah Shlomo and the Magid Mishnah and so on and so forth, you know, in addition to the Shaka Matari and Argamar, is just like, how can you pass like Rabbi Yochanan that Eisha Mishum Chitzav and think that, you know, that it just kind of eliminates Talmud except for this unbelievably dachuk case of Kololochitza, right? That's what bothers a lot of the Rishonim. And other Rishonim say, no, you know, that's the law, right? Okay. So in that respect, there's also an interesting shita of the Hashlama. You saw it, Matan?
Yeah.
What does he hold about that?
So he explains that it could be that
first of all, he seems to equate that with Kol Lochitza. Right?
Yeah.
So this is the language in the sixth parak.
There's two Gisos there.
There's
two Gisos there.
In the Ashlama.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, ulechorim istaber the kol hechad the kol lochitzav hainu, if you have that one right, madlik betoch, right shalo, right. Those are the girsos, or hilchach reisha the masis and mayru b'madlik betoch shal chaver. The hechad the lo kol lochitzav hainu madlik betoch shal chaver. So, if you have that girsa, basically that's a very big chiddush, right? That basically the Gemara later on, which we're going to move to the Mishnah and Samach Aleph from the base, and the Gemara there, that is basically Kol Lochitza v'lo Kol Lochitza. Of course, if that's true, I mean, it's a little bit mechudash to say that, but it's also understandable a little bit. you know, that really solves a lot of the problem. Right? Instead of saying, oh, what do you do with the sugyas and akones? The sugyas and akones are underscoring this gila, right? Oh. But then the problem is, so how do you explain, you know, the issue of... They shouldn't have a patur tamun even in the case of dvarim shein darkam litmon lahatmin, right?
Yeah.
Oh. So here's where he says also something sensational. V'chitema im kein kelim shein darkam lahatmin amai patur, exactly what Matan is correctly pointing out. So what does he say? He quotes his uncle, Harav Dodi Rav Asher, right? Pirush de bekelim shadark and lahatmin havale la suke adaite v'hava posheya. Ah, we'll see whether that's. I mean, it doesn't say that in the Gemara. Some Rishonim think it also havale suke. What is that? What does that really accomplish? But he's saying havale posheya. Bekelim shein dark and lahatmin lo havale la suke adaite v'lo hava posheya. So, what's the significance of that? This is within the mandamar. Eshem Shemchitzav, otherwise there's no problem. So on the one hand, he's really kind of integrated the two sugyas together by assuming that the distinction of kol lo chitzav, lo kol lo chitzav is the same as... And in which direction, if you say that the same? Meaning it depends on... kol lo chitzav is another way of saying madlik betol shalo, or the other way. Is a way of saying kol lo chitzav,
yeah.
Correct? Yeah. So that's right. So number one, it just completely redefines, you know, how we look at. I mean, there's no inyan anymore of madlik b'tol shalom, madlik b'tol shal chaveru, right? That's just unbelievable, right? Because that's something we need to, you know, obviously, we need to look at. Is that too denomination and so on? According to Sefer Shlomo, pashtus, not at all. It's a din kol lo chitzav, or lo kol lo chitzav, which is the maskana, but it just redefines, you know, just how do you read the Mishnah and the Gemara and Samach Aleph on the base, which is unbelievable. But then you come to another amazing conclusion, and that is that even though it's lo kol lo chitzav, meaning it's eshem mishum chitzav, right, we're still going to have a tour of Tamun, right, when? When there's no pshia, correct? When it's ein darko ahatmin. So eshem shemchitzav depends on the hagdara of pshia, right? The answer is apparently again. That's another example where eshem shemchitzav is far short of adam amazik. Now again, it's kind of like maybe like a posheya kemazik. You know, it certainly could be, it's not just, oh, there's no anus, we're saying it's posheya, so it could be, you know, that it's, you know, it's betziruf, you know, maisa, but here not so much betziruf even maisa hezek, as much as, you know, the lack of shmira being the mechayiv, or pshia being the mechayiv, right? Oh, so then he has another chiddush, right? L'hai perusha, itzrich lefrusha dehidlik betok shel chavero. Right, lo shehidlik mamish ala gadish sheyesh bo kelim tmunim dim ken afil lo havala suke adayte chayiv damarav anosen diner v'zav l'isha ram leizori bo shel kesef v'holcha v'zikasa mishalem mishal zav. We'll read the whole Gemara on Tuesday. Dom le mai havala l'gabe da zikase elik agon shehidlik al gadish acher v'holcha ala gadish sheyesh bo tmunim v'lo kol lo chitzav. Wow. So what does he mean? What's that, Matan? Why is that a chiddush? They can't blame that one on the uncle. That's him, right?
Yeah,
seems like.
If you lay on the thing itself, then that's going to be then you're going to be having for things chained dark and happening. That's not in the case where you lay next to it, and then the fire goes on to the.
Even though that doesn't seem to be. This goes to my Meiri comment also. If I'm right, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. To, you know, when we were Natan was kind of challenging me on that too, right? In the Meiri. Meaning, is madlik as a gadish, the equivalent of Mokom Gacheles or Mesachseches? Right? That even according to the Mandam or Eishim Mishim Mamono is just, you know, plain, Hezek? That's not Eish? I don't think so. Again, I could be wrong, but the Pashtus, you know, the Gemara knows how to say Mesachseches. The Gemara knows how to say, you know, Madlik, you know, B'mokom Gacheles. Madlik is like Godish. Godish can be a big, it spreads. Right? But it sounds like what Ashlama is saying is, maybe because he was a little bit, I mean, there are two elements, there's a range in Chitzav. Again, do you need a separate pasuk for that? Okay, apparently not. Or maybe you do. Maybe that's the ratio of the Seifa too. Is that the ratio of the Seifa? Or you don't even need that. It's just clear that there are gradations. But clearly what he's saying is, Madlik B'toshel, Madlik Shavera is the equivalent of, let's say, Kol Lachitzav. Even Kol Lachitzav, right, is subject to the distinction of Dvarim Shedarkan Lahatman and Dvarim Shein Darkan Lahatman, because it isn't the equivalent of Mazik Biyadayim, even though it's Mishum Chitzav. But there's an Eishem Mishum Chitzav Mazik Biyadayim equivalent, right, and that it's Madlik, it's a Gadish itself. Wow. Right? Very Mechudash. So, the Hashlama is, you know, probably very Mechudash, as we just said. But we'll have to stop, as it's late. But it's a great opening into the, you know, into Samech Aleph on the base, because, again, the Dinar Zahav, Dinar Kesef, you know, as I think I mentioned this at the end of last Thursday's year also, the Dinar Kesef, Dinar Zahav is a great paradigm. Right? What do we apply it to in the Rishonim there? And this idea that, oh, I didn't know, you know, it was Tumbun, even Lo Habile Lasuke Adaite should never be an excuse, you know, for Adam Amazek. Right? Adam Mu'adli Olam, and even beyond that, forget about Adam Mu'adli Olam. Adam Mu'adli Olam is more ambitious. You know, Afilu Er, Afilu Yashen, Afilu Ones, Afilu Ratzon, whatever we said about it, but not knowing, you know, I want to destroy the thing because I thought it was cheap. I thought it was kesef. I didn't think it was zav. Right? That's not adamu the olam. That's just the mechaya you did a ma'isa hezek, and that's the end of the story. So the Gemara itself has these two paradigms. We'll read it in. We'll start with this. Try to go quickly, but on Tuesday. But right, there's mashal amakom, and there's a shomer. Right, if I give a shomer to guard, you know, a zav, and I tell the shomer that it's kesef, right, and it's not discernible, so there's, you know, the kabbalas is chayvus, even in pshia for that matter. So if this is an interesting, by the way, like what will the Rambam do with these sugyas, considering he holds pshia kamazik? Right, the answer is simple according to what I'm saying, in general, and that is, yeah, it's pshia kamazik based on kabbalas achrayas. You know, it's the poshe kamazik of the shomer, so it's still contingent. It's a maisa hezek legabe what you were makabel shmiron, the chefta that you were makabel shmiron. And that's just agav. Like, what will the Rambam just do with these gemaras? Right, the gemara here's mechalik between mazik and poshe. But where does esho mishum chitzav and mishum mamono and the various levels of that? Where does that stand between the Shmira part of Dinar and Kesef and the Mazik part of Shmira and Kesef? Okay, that's one. And the second question in this, I mean, there are three questions in the Sugya. The first question in the Sugya is, again, this distinction between Toshalo, Toshal Chavero, and Tomun, like, what is that? The Shlomo has a very specific Shita, but it's not the mainstream Shita, right? So that's the first thing, Rav Kana, Rabba, Tumbling, like what's going on with that? It's the first thing, but it's very, very quickly. That's what some of the Rishonim think even more quickly. Ravid, Ramban, you know, it becomes connected to this question of, Dinar Zahav and Dinar Kesef. That's one, and the second thing it becomes connected to is the Takana of Nigzal. Right, again, a Nigzal. If you have a Safek, you don't know what was stolen. That's kind of the equivalent here of Tumbling. like, you know, what was there, it got burnt to its crisp. So there's no way, you know, to verify what the loss was, even if you're chayev. So is there takonas nigzal? Takonas nigzal is a din drabanan. Part of that's the mitzvah, part of the Mishnah that were in Shuas HaNishbaim in the beginning of the seventh parak of Shuas. Right, we read that Mishnah last year. So is there a takonas nigzal for Eshe Mishum Chitza, for Tom? So one could have said, oh, it's, you know, a question of a din drabanan. But there are Rishonim, who the Raiva, the Ramban, others who clearly understood, maybe even the Rif, that this is a fundamental question about the Ptur Talmud, or more accurately, the Chiyuv, Esho Mishum Amono, Esho Mishum Chitzav, itself. Right? Is that the equivalent of a Gazlan and an Igzal? The more you think of it, again, you know, Mashalo Mokom, you know, as the Rishonim point out, that's like the counter case. Mashalom Mokom, you're going to be Potter for Talmud all the time. Ramban says, because, you know, it's your property, so you committed not to burn down your own property vis-a-vis, you know, what you allowed him to keep there. So whatever it is that you think that he's keeping there, that's your Hiskaivos. Otherwise, you're allowed to burn down your own property. Maybe you violate, Baltashchis. We're getting back to the Mishnah and Achovel, but that aside, there's no chiyuv tashlumin for that, right? What about in between, you know, being mashil, you know, and being mazik, you know, dinar kesef because you don't know dinar zav because you think it's dinar kesef, or the same in nigzal, in takonas nigzal, right? Where do you draw the line? Does it depend on Eshem Shum Chitzom, Eshem Shum Amono? Does it depend on Osa Godish? Or does it depend on Rishus Acheras? Right? Where do you draw the line in all these issues? So these are the three things to look at. A, the parameters of Tamun in the Gemara. B, Dinar Zav, Dinar Kesef. Mazik Poshea. Mashal Makom. Three, Takonas Nigzal. So that's what I want to try to do as quickly as we can on Tuesday. Then we still have some other issues in Aish to finish up, hopefully not too long. But Liva B'Livsa, and we still have a couple that we've come in from. I mean, a few other things. We still have to go back to Koach HaMurabo, although we have already. Okay, so we'll try to, you know, move a little quicker.